No, thank you.
Moving on now, and the son of Libya's former leader, Muammar Gaddafi, has registered as a candidate for December's presidential elections. Saif al-Islam Gaddafi said he wants to restore unity after a decade of conflict since his father's downfall. The 49-year-old is wanted by the International Criminal Court for war crimes. Ibrahim Freihart is an associate professor of conflict resolution at the Doha Institute and joins us live now. Thanks for joining us, Ibrahim. First of all, this is a man that was supposed to be executed at one point, and now he's registering as a presidential candidate. It certainly is a significant turnaround. Will he have any support?
Well, he definitely benefited from the chaos, the security situation that's in disarray in Libya, and that ended up actually in releasing him in 2017 from prison. Though he had he received a death sentence in 2015, and he is still wanted by the International Criminal Court. Now, whether he has support, he does actually have some support, not a lot. He has some support among the former regime loyalists, and also he has some support within some certain tribal forces. They're not much. It's not a strong support. They are in places like Beni Waleed and Tarhuna and in some other tribal forces. I don't think he has any chance of winning this election. I don't think he himself thinks that he has a chance. But for him, I think this is a political message that he is trying to send, that he's becoming again back to the political scene and part of the game, and also that he can run for the elections, and he is ignoring the International Criminal Court's request for him to be handed over to the ICC. So that's, I think, the political message is what we're seeing behind it, and he is doing it now as we see.
Yeah, that was my next question, Ibrahim. Given he's wanted for crimes against humanity, is Gaddafi even eligible to run?
Well, there is, again, as I said, there is a political chaos in Libya now. There are no laws, there are no rules that are governing this, whether this elections or any other things. As we know, Libya is sharply divided, polarized, unfortunately, among the different political forces, and there are dozens of different political forces. So legality and law, and it's not the major driving force that's regulating these elections or any other things, because it depends where, what area are we talking about. We know that it's deeply divided between East and West, but we are seeing Saif al-Islam actually is running from the south, from Sabha. So it's completely outside this area within the East and West equation. So he's coming from a different area. But for the ICC, I think the request will still be there, because this is serious and it's official that they wanted Saif al-Islam Gaddafi for wars against the protesters in Libya during his father's time. So I think this situation will continue. And as I said, I don't think he has a serious chance, but it's the political message. It's what's driving his running for this election.
Ibrahim, how likely is it that these elections on December 24th will even go ahead, given the disagreements over the rules and the schedule of this poll?
Well, in Libya, we learned that nothing will happen until it happens. And yes, all choices, all scenarios are out there on the table. It depends on how there isn't one decision-making process that is taking place in Libya. We know that there are many that they're running for this election. Aqila Saleh, Haftar, Dbeiba, and several others that are running for this election. So it all depends on how things go and whether these different political forces remain committed to the political process. So it's a part of a larger issue about the whole transition issue, the whole transitional process in Libya. As long as there is a commitment from the domestic as well as the international players in Libya, then yes, we can expect that the elections will happen. But as we know, again, there are different parties from within Libya and also internationally. Even the European position is divided among like parties like France and Italy and several others. So I think it will be the outcome of all these of all this polarization within Libya, whether we will see it for sure happening in the proper time.
Well, it's only a couple of weeks away, so we will watch and see. Thank you very much, Ibrahim Frahat in Doha there.